You're invited to travel the world and discover what it means to live the intercontinental life. With more than 200 properties worldwide, Intercontinental Hotels and Resorts welcomes you to iconic properties in global destinations including New York, London, and Shanghai. Discover more about these cities and the tales they inspire with Stories of the Intercontinental Life, a collection of stories that will excite your curiosity and offer new perspectives on the world. Hear more at intercontinental.com/life.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And Mr. Zuckerberg goes to Washington. We're referring to Facebook's CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, of course. He traveled to Capitol Hill on Thursday to pitch his vision for internet regulation to lawmakers. How that went after these tech headlines. Thursday, Huawei unveiled its first smartphone without Google's most popular apps, the latest impact of the U.S.-China trade dispute. This also complicates Huawei's efforts to ramp up demand for consumer products outside of China. Since the company was added to the U.S. Commerce Department's entity list in May, it has been blocked from buying U.S.-sourced technology. This means Huawei's new Mate 30 phone series will run on an open-source version of Google's Android operating system and comes without the Play App Store, Google Maps, or YouTube. In the latest of several senior departures, Apple says its head of communications, Steve Dowling, is leaving the company. Dowling led its communications effort since 2014, and his departure comes at a time of transition for Apple. As we report, sales of iPhones and other devices have stalled in recent years, and the company has been shifting attention to services and entertainment. Apple has lost several high executives this year, most notably design chief Johnny Ive, who, as we reported, announced in June that he would leave the company. In an effort to migrate more customers from metered plans, Verizon is revamping its lineup of unlimited plans, cutting prices by about $5. At Goldman Sachs' Communicopia conference in New York this week, CEO Hans Vestberg said the price cut may have a small impact on revenue in 3Q. He also addressed criticisms of the carrier's faster 5G service. He notes there is, quote-unquote, further build-out ahead. Verizon's 5G coverage has had mixed reviews. Apparently, it is super fast, but coverage is limited. The company aims to roll out 5G in 30 markets by the end of the year. Coming up, a look at Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg's trip to Washington this week, what it means for internet regulation down the road.
You're invited to travel the world and discover what it means to live the intercontinental life. With more than 200 properties worldwide, Intercontinental Hotels and Resorts welcomes you to iconic properties in global destinations including New York, London, and Shanghai. Discover more about these cities and the tales they inspire with Stories of the Intercontinental Life, a collection of stories that will excite your curiosity and offer new perspectives on the world. Hear more at intercontinental.com/life.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg met with some of his company's harshest critics on Capitol Hill this week amid rising government scrutiny of the company's business practices. Joining us now with how things went is Wall Street Journal reporter Brent Kendall. Hi, Brent.
Hi.
So Thursday, the big expectation was for Mark Zuckerberg to really address these issues, including privacy, you know, election security, all the potential antitrust concerns. Talk to me about how these conversations went.
Well, there was this dinner downtown between Zuckerberg and senators from both parties, and they talked about a range of issues, including, the kinds of privacy issues that both, you know, your everyday consumer and people on the Hill care about, as well as things like election security. You know, and some of the people at this dinner were people who were big Facebook critics and have a, you know, are unhappy with how the company does its business. But, you know, people who attended, including Senator Blumenthal from Connecticut, you know, said there was a vigorous discussion. And while they, you know, continued to disagree about many of these things, that they had a good sort of open airing of issues, and then Zuckerberg was on the Hill for some meetings, including with Josh Hawley of Missouri, who is, you know, perhaps the top Facebook critic on Capitol Hill, and it sounds like Hawley laid into him pretty well.
So clearly there are a wealth of issues to grapple with here. How are things being sorted out? Anything making their way to the foreground more than others?
It's funny. I mean, you know, there are a range of issues that, you know, don't necessarily overlap. I mean, look, Facebook's already paid a $5 billion fine for privacy-related violations. You know, then there are antitrust questions now surrounding the company. So these are all issues related to whether they're unlawfully suppressing competition. And then that's all entirely separate from say, the election security stuff that people are concerned about. And there, you know, there are issues still about political speech on the platform and how they moderate that and whether they have an outsized or improper role in influencing elections. So, I mean, these are parallel issues.
I mean, it's all been a very vague cloud in terms of where this is going. We know what the problem is. We just don't know where the solution comes in.
Well, I mean, you know, the debate is kind of all over the place right now. And I mean, even among Facebook critics, you know, there are people who think sort of utility style regulation of these online platforms, which is something that's been floated around, is not the right approach and could be the kind of thing that stifles innovation. You know, on the other hand, there are people who want to use antitrust law to go after Facebook and police some of what they're doing. But antitrust law focuses specifically on competition-related concerns, and some of these aren't that either. So, I mean, I think at this point, we still don't have a clear picture of which way Washington would be headed. And, you know, and among the other things we learned this week is, you know, we reported that two different government agencies, the Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission, are basically infighting among themselves on who's going to investigate Facebook and what they would look at and what might come out of it. And so, you know, right now, it's all a bit of a confused mess.
So having said that, this is clearly a very pressing issue. However, there's clearly a lot to sort out. What can we make of that? Do you have any sense of what's going to happen, what needs to happen for some action?
I think it's fair to say that nothing is happening quickly. Look, I mean, on the law enforcement antitrust front, those kinds of investigations and cases can take a really long time to sort of flesh out and potentially bring. And then, you know, if Facebook were to ever get sued, they would likely fight that. So then you'd set up a pretty big court battle unless the two sides could come to some kind of settlement with conditions that Facebook would feel like weren't a major threat to their business. And then look, as far as legislation goes, I mean, we're at a time, obviously, in this town where it's hard to get much done in Congress because we're deeply divided along political lines and not doing things is far more the norm than doing them. So, you know, the odds of seeing legislation soon that addresses Facebook, at least legislation that's going to garner the kind of support to get moving in Congress, particularly when there's all sorts of other pressing issues as well, just seems like that's not terribly likely.
We will leave it at that. Wall Street Journal reporter Brent Kendall, thank you so much.
Hey, sure.
That's it for the tech news briefing. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.